If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
My block, my hood, my city founder, Jamal Cole, is on the line with us. Very nice to talk to you personally, Jamal.
Pleasure to talk to you. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I know you're on with Lisa a lot, and I know that your plan was to live in 77 Chicago neighborhoods for 77 months. You started with South Shore. What number are we on, and where are you?
This is month 13, and I'm in West Ridge, kind of north side of Chicago. Yesterday I had some Romanian food for breakfast, I had some Peruvian food for lunch, and I had some Columbia Steakhouse food for dinner. So, and that's all within like a block radius of West Ridge, so it's very diverse out here.
All right, well, that's really cool. I know about the steakhouses, but Romanian food, what is their specialty?
Yeah, crepes or creeps out, C-R-E-P-E-S. And so, you know, I'm staying right next to a place that makes crepes, and they made an old-fashioned chicken crepe for me. And it was kind of like a pancake with snake and eggs, a pancake with chicken and eggs inside, kind of like a pot pie. But it was pretty good, and the people were very nice. And but I've never had, you know, it's kind of fancy, but it was pretty good, though.
And Peruvian, what's Peruvian fare?
Yeah, Taste of Peru. And so, yeah, it's right on the edge of West Ridge and Rogers Park. It's a restaurant called Taste of Peru. They pretty much put white rice and steak strips and tomatoes and onions on a plate. And they give you like a can of, cream soda pops to drink with it.
Oh.
But it was pretty good, though. It's kind of, you know, kind of something you can eat before a Bears game. It was nice. I liked it.
You know, I'm listening to you describe some of these foods, and very many different ethnicities have the same type of food. They just kind of use different spices. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I grew up eating food out of all of these. I like the white rice. I like the, the salisbury steaks. But I would say the Peruvian food, it wasn't fancy. They asked me, how do you want your steak? I was like, let me get a medium rare. And it came out like a steak strip. So I would say I like the... It wasn't like fast food, but it wasn't like you had to, have an ascot on it either or nothing like that. It was pretty cool.
An ascot. Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah. All right. So how long do you stay in each neighborhood?
I live there for 30 days at a time. Shout out to Airbnb for sponsoring me. But 30 days at a time, I get to meet with the owner of the liquor store, the laundromat, the library, the alderman, state representative, the residents at the parks. I'm just trying to figure out what's good. What are the positive things happening in the community? And I want to find the people that want to do positive things and connect them together. So it's really like it's a 77-month listening tour to figure out the positive things in Chicago and then connect people to the world that needs to be done, basically. So,
I am such a 708er that I'll be honest with you. I have not been to very many neighborhoods in Chicago. Depending on what radio station I work at, that's where I go.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Now, where is West Ridge?
I just know it's on the north side of Chicago. You go all the way down on Lakeshore until you got to hit that left on Hollywood. You go straight until you get to Ridge, and you hit a right on Ridge. And next thing you know, you're looking at West Ridge. And it's sunny, but it's kind of cold out here. This is my day two here, so I'm still trying to get my feet wet. I know it's an Orthodox Jewish community. They're on one side of California. And so I'm looking forward to, especially right now, learning as much as I can about how to bring people together. Gosh, I'm looking forward to learning about that. So this is day two in West Ridge. I just settled in, and I went online. I bought the book, Crossing California. I know that was written about this community a long time ago. The author messaged me this morning, so I got to read it. But, hey, if you live in West Ridge and you want to show me around, go to my website, formyblog.org. I want to grab some coffee. I want to grab some lunch. I'll eat any kind of food, and I'll pay. I just want to learn more about the neighborhood.
Why doesn't everybody do what you're doing? I mean, seriously.
And you know what? I don't know. I think God's got a battery in my back. And everybody, 6.5 years is a big commitment. It's not a campaign, it's a commitment. But I was like, you know what, man, instead of going to law school, the communities around me, my classroom, the people are my professors, and the exams or whatever they're doing, I can volunteer with. And I just had the courage and heart to do it. It's scary. It costs a lot of money, but I love Chicago. I love eating food, and I love my life. It's a great life.
Now, they say we're more alike than we are different. So are you finding that to be true? Because it has to be true.
Absolutely. Yeah, they say Chicago is very segregated. But, Lindsay, when you actually have a kitchen table discussion with somebody and you you chop it up with them, you realize everybody's trying to raise their family the best they can. They're trying to, you know, run their small business the best they can. They're trying to, you know, make their block as safe as they can. So it's not really 77 different communities. It's one Chicago with 77 different ways for us to be proud of. So, yeah, all the stereotypes fall right apart when you just break some bread and have some Peruvian food with somebody. That's what happens.
There's something about eating with someone, isn't it? It just brings you closer together.
Yeah, in Chicago, you know, you can travel the world without leaving Chicago. And we got the, you know, it's a city of mom-and-pop shops, not a lot of franchises. So, one of the, you know, I think I call this project Live 77. I feel like I'm going to gain 77 pounds by the time I'm done with it because all I'm doing is eating.
I love it. All right. So you just started out in your 13th neighborhood. I believe you said you're only in day two. It's West Ridge.
Yes.
And then will you check in? Lisa will be back by then, or John Williams? And what's on tap for you? What's next?
So definitely prayers to Lisa. So, yeah, so next month I'm in Albany Park. Last month I was in Bridgeport. So really South Shore. Then I was in Pullman, Uptown, Trumbull Park, Rogers Park, Portland Park, Chicago Lawn, Wrighton Park, Hegewisch, Chinatown, Bridgeport. Now I'm in West Ridge and Albany Park. And so that's, and then Hermosa. So that's what's coming up for me. I'm looking forward to learning as much as I can about Chicago and helping people better. You can follow I have a kitchen table discussion podcast where I interview somebody every month about the community that I'm in. So you guys can support me. Sorry, I'm walking on a ridge. It's really busy, but. Support me at formyblog.org. That's formyblog.org. Or go to my blog, my city social media, and keep up with my journey. We're going to be learning about the strengths of Chicago communities. It's going to be great.
Chicago's the best, and so are you. You are getting so much love on the text line right now. So thank you for joining us. He's Jamal Cole, and continued success. We'll talk to you next month at some point.
All right, thank you. Y'all be safe. Peace,
peace. You be safe. My block, my hood, my city founder, Jamal Cole, and you can go to, we'll give you all his websites to follow his blog.